Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, before we start the podcast, I would like to ask a big favor that wherever you're listening to the show or watching this, you subscribe to our podcast. It literally takes 1 second. If you do that, it just does wonders for us, I cannot tell you. And of course, this is all for free. So hopefully that one thing would just be simply amazing. Please press subscribe and enjoy the episode. Okay, here we go.
Jamie's fully having a mental breakdown. I'm just putting it out there.
Why are you laughing at that?
No, because I can't not laugh at it.
I'm having a bit of a struggle at the moment, yes. But you have to also remember that
Are we recording?
Yeah, of course we are.
So that made me sound insensitive. Let me rephrase that for the listeners.
Bang, bang, bang. It's like you're grabbing the mic. Bang, bang, bang.
Jamie is not feeling very well. I don't know.
Look at you trying to be sincere.
No, I am sincere.
Because you now know people are listening.
No.
And they caught the real you. They caught it.
No,
the real
right,
you
listen,
at the top.
I'm not.
Produce you and don't take that out. That's the real soap right there at the top.
Wait, at least there's humour in our relationship. Otherwise, we'd all be depressed. No, sorry. I don't mean to be mean. But I find it's a struggle for some reason when Jamie tries to be sincere. And I hope no one's listening thinking that I'm not listening to you because I am great at trying to get your feelings out because you like to just bottle those little feelings away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bottle, bottle, bottle. Mm-hmm. Bottle, bottle, bottle.
Bottle, bottle, bottle. Like, what does
but
that
I
mean?
But I force you to say them and you still don't tell. But the reason I find you funny is because he goes...
Well, explain it better.
Okay,
than
right.
That.
Okay, he's very. I still don't know how he feels because, bless him, like boys, and he goes to therapy. So I really encourage talking about his emotions, but he desperately struggles to. So he cannot fathom word. I'm like, do you feel sad? He's like, no. Do you feel depressed? No. Do you feel happy? No. Do you feel numb? No. What the fuck do you feel then? Don't know.
Hatred.
So anyway, we're going through this, and I know I sound unsupportive. But
wait, hang on a second. Can I just put this out there?
Because it's too boring to go into it.
No, I just want to put it out there. Like, I'm not that. Like, I'm not like suddenly like freaking out. I'm having a day today where I feel a little overwhelmed because I have a lot of things going on, and I want everything to be okay, including my family and stuff like that. And so, just you know, piecing all things together like a big old jigsaw puzzle.
Right. Okay. So anyway,
okay.
We're sitting down. I'm going, you're okay. You're just overwhelmed. Like, it's really nothing to worry about. And Jamie just sits really seriously, and it's just you have this one eyebrow that's not been Botox, so that one moves. The other one's frozen, and this little hair. And he's like so Paddington Bear, and he just sits and he goes
Paddington Bear.
Just gonna have to give it all in. I'm just gonna become a lawnmower. Become a lawnmower. What's that called?
Become a lawnmower.
He went, I'm just gonna drive a lawnmower. deadly serious. And then he said, like, it's just not right.
Yeah. Well, look.
So I can't not laugh at that.
No, there are days when
because it's not right. And he said, I'm going to go live in the woods. That's
yeah,
what
that's
he
what
said.
I felt like
so
it.
So how do I not laugh when I'm trying to be so sincere.
You can't. You laugh at me all the time.
Because I'm turning to you and we're having this sincere conversation.
I'm turning to you emotionally and you laugh.
But your words are, I think I'm just going to go live in the woods. So I'm sorry. I don't know what to respond to that. What? With Hansel and Gretel?
They don't exist. So how would I live with Hansel
and Gretel? You don't exist. None of us do. How scared would you be?
Not quite nice.
Right.
You think I'll go into the woods and live with two mythical characters? You're mad. You're absolutely mad.
Wow.
What did Hansel and Gretel do?
They pick up breadcrumbs and they go yum, yum, yum. Hansel and Gretel's such a
scary. Okay, what happened with Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel go into the woods and they can't find their way home because their ugly stepmother eats their crumbs, and so they see a gingerbread hut and they think, oh yummy, let's go and eat those jelly babies. And in they go, and a wicked old witch boils them for breakfast and cooks them like a broth. Am I right?
Not really.
Right.
What happens in Little Red Riding Hood?
She gets eaten by a fox, and the fox she gets eaten by a fox and the fox puts on her costume and goes, yes, opens the door.
Her costume.
She puts on
like she's gone in fancy dress in the woods.
Right.
It's not.
That
it's
is
her
right.
Cloak, oh. And it's a wolf.
Oh, the wolf.
The fox. I would, if a fox tried to eat me, I'd kick it in the head. Are you joking?
I'm really hot and I'm wearing this jacket for a reason, so I want to tell a story.
Okay, go.
So it's Easter Sunday and I'm sat at Jamie's family house. Basically, I'm sat and we're gorgeous day and we're painting these eggs.
Yeah.
And Katia looks at me and she goes...
My stepmother.
It's your stepmother, who I love. She's the best woman in the world. Anyway, she goes, you've got that lovely hairstylist, George. I said, no, his name's Willis. You got lovely. Why doesn't he do something with your hair? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, he could do something with your hair. And I said, oh, okay. You think I should get my hair cut? She went, because I tell you what you look like now. She got up a photo of an Afghan hound. And I went... Jamie says this all the time and the whole family are like, oh my God, you do. And I was so self-conscious. I was like trying to like mush my hair up to make it look cool.
You gave yourself a fringe.
I was like, and she was like, with the coat as well. It's like, I was wearing this coat. And then I was like, oh God, Jamie says that. And she was like, don't worry, but why don't you get George to style your hair for you? Booked him in for Saturday. George is cutting my hair. On that note, I've got to take this jacket off.
You can take it off. But it is true. I do, listen, I do want to be a bit serious for a second because I think it's really important, men, women, everyone. But, you know, we know the statistics around guys. Guys sometimes don't talk about their feelings. And I'm one of those guys who sometimes when I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, which I think I have been for like the last couple of days, good to talk about it, right? Especially with your partner. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing too.
Do you know what? I also do so much for you, right? Like, I really do, and you do so much for me.
You constantly tell me about how much you do for me recently.
Yeah, but I have been doing a lot for you recently.
Yeah, but you know what he said to me recently?
What?
He said that marriage is a contract, and he went, you think people get married for love? It's a contract. No. I do this for you, you do this for me. I do this for you, you do this for me. What do you do for me?
Are you kidding me? Should I tell you what
did,
you said?
Yeah.
Sophie and
do
I,
not go into that.
Sophie and I had an argument just about like how couples do as an argument.
No, I've been in Cornwall. I was incredibly tired and you would call me out four times to talk about yourself. And I said, at this point, I need you to ask how I am.
Sophie was in Cornwall and she was very cold. And and I would phone up our manager, who we share, checking in on her every couple hours to make sure you're okay. I don't want to phone you because you're working, so I phone our manager. So I was checking in the whole time.
You're making it sound like I'm such a baby.
You weren't a baby. You did amazingly well. Anyway,
you phoned up our manager to ask questions about you.
Anyway, you come back to London. We have an argument, and the argument escalated a little bit more. And I was talking about. One of the things I was talking about was that marriage is like a duty of each other. You have to do the love and all that kind of stuff is amazing.
I said, well, I got married for love, you said, quote unquote, you think people get married for love?
And my point was that love is one part of it, but the other part of a marriage is doing the bills, paying your parking fines, paying your speeding fines. I had an ingrowing hair the other day and you didn't even get that out.
That is sick.
You didn't. I had an ingrowing hair and my face was swelling up so much. I was like, please get it out. And you wouldn't even go for it.
You had a hair that was slightly smaller than the other ones and didn't want to grow out yet. And you decided to hack away at it, literally carved a hole in his face and was for hours hacking away at it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's not right.
All right, shall we begin the episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. It's me, Jamie.
Can you stop looking at Ewan? Because I have to then look at Ewan.
Our producer? What do you mean? He's right in front of me.
Yeah, but you need to look at me because otherwise I'm like this.
Why are you looking around?
Because I don't know what you're looking at.
Can you say who you are just for people who don't know who you are?
Hi, Sophie. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sophie Abu and my name is Sophie.
It's so all over the place.
guys, I felt really weird yesterday. I'm not going to lie.
What happened?
Firstly, it's my retrograde. And secondly, I told you, I have this problem where I drink too much coffee. I'm conscious if I'm going into something. Like if I've got a meeting or pretty much anything that I'm not on my own, I think in my head, I need to have a coffee.
Because you think you're going to be tired?
I think I'm going to get tired.
But what happens if you get tired? That's all right.
No, but it's like getting to an illness now. Like, I think I'm going to be tired before I'm not. And then what happens is I've had too much coffee and I feel awful. I'm like, I just don't feel right. Slash, I think it was Mercury retrograde yesterday.
We went to, Mercury retrograde starts, it's for a month. Lasts a whole month, Mercury.
And Mercury... Don't sign any contracts in Mercury retrograde, everybody. Listen here.
Okay, good advice. But I know what you mean. We went to a wedding the other day, and on the way down in the car, I decided to drink a Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
I decided to drink a Red Bull, and before we got to the wedding, I don't drink coffee. I don't drink Red Bull.
Smart move.
I've got too much of energy anyway, I think. And honestly, I thought I was going to explode when I got to the wedding, to the point where when I walked into the wedding, I had to keep my sunglasses on because I couldn't look at anyone in the eye.
To the point where, as the bride was walking down the... you went, can't wait for the canapés. And I went... Oh my God, shut up. Like, it's a really sentimental moment. That was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. We had a very good time.
It was amazing.
You did take your glasses off at one point.
We also had the most hilarious coincidence ever happened to us.
Oh my God, guys, you're going to die of this.
We had the most hilarious coincidence
ever. So first of all, Jamie's driving.
Jamie
is driving so slow, so close to the steering wheel in my Fiat 500. And there are girls down the side in their mini, cool grey mini, I think it was. And they were beep, beep, wave, wave. And Jamie's like,
I can't wave at anyone.
Like, no hands. And he always goes, you just drive with one hand, don't you? And I'm like, yep.
Honestly, changing lanes on the motorway is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my... How do you tell how close the cars are behind you by the mirror? Like, I don't know if they... I keep checking.
You also can't turn the aircon off. You can't put the music on. You can't undo a window. He's like, can't. Can you do it? I'm like, yeah, you have to learn how to do it with one hand because I'm not always going to be in the passenger seat.
When Sophie goes to touch my arm when we're driving down the motorway...
Oh, he goes, get off.
It's so dangerous. Don't touch my hand or my arm or lean on me and go, oh, I love you so much while we're driving on the motorway.
Oh, there you go. That's
at 40 miles an hour. Yeah.
At 40, yeah. Anyway,
my favourite lane? The slow lane. I love that lane. That's a good lane. Just stay in that one the entire time.
Yeah, you do. It drives me absolutely... No, Jamie's favourite thing to do is get into the fast lane and drive at 55 miles per hour with everyone up our arsehole. And it's just great.
Oh, God.
And he goes, why are they so close? I'm like, you're illegally driving this slow. Like, it's illegal.
And I can't go back into the other lane because I'm too scared. So I just sit in the lane.
Just sit. Beep, beep, beep. And I want to die.
That one time, though, I undertook someone. That was pretty cool.
No, not cool.
Anyway, we're on the road, guys, and we're driving down the motorway. It's the motorway, 3-4 lanes, whatever it is. And Sophie, sometimes four lanes on a motorway. Sometimes four lanes.
People were being risky on that day. They were like going down the middle thing and stuff.
I don't know. I think everyone's going away for the weekend. And Sophie and I were talking about Idris Elba. We're talking about Idris Elba and
how... In what sense?
Well, I think he was meant to be hosting something and then he didn't host something and we were just talking about him and talking about him quite a lot. Like, he was coming up in conversation quite a lot. Anyway, we're driving down the motorway and to our left, there's a Range Rover, a cool Range Rover. And Sophie goes, oh, I like that car. As we drive past, Idris Elba is driving it. And Sophie... Meanwhile, I'm scared of driving. Sophie goes, it's Idris Elba! It's Idris Elba! It's Idris Elba! That starts almost banging on the window.
I was so confused. Guys, if you... you've not explained that right. We're literally like, oh, Idris Elba was meant to host it. Oh, that's funny. Why do you think he didn't? Or do you think he'll host next year? I like that car. It's Idris Elba! That is how it happened that quickly. I've never experienced something so surreal in my entire life. He was... Like, looking down at me in this fuck-off huge Range Rover. And I was like, am I in, like, Inception or something? Like, what's happened?
Anyway, we arrived at my mum's house. We did it. It was lovely. We had a lovely little time. And for some reason, you get the real ick from me. And I don't know why you get the ick from me.
What?
You get the ick because I call my mum mummy.
Yeah. But you've hidden it for a while because you used to call her mama. Mama, right?
Yeah, mama.
Which I think was okay. I was on board with that. And what do you call your dad?
Dada. Yeah.
What are we thinking of this in the room?
I don't understand what's the issue with that.
What's the general consensus of a 35-year-old calling his mum, mama, and dada?
What do you call your mum and dad?
Mum and dad.
Yeah, but that's lame.
Dada is what a 2-year-old calls his dad.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Does George call your dad dada?
No, dad.
What does Alexander call her?
Maybe mummy.
Yeah, your dad, Alexander does. But does George?
My little brother maybe has changed it up. I don't know. But I don't understand what the ick is with it. It shouldn't be icky.
I don't know. I think we need to put a poll on. But I turn a blind eye to it. But I'm just unsure of
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I'm unsure about you at the moment. That's all I'm going to say.
I actually call my mum Sarah. I call my mum Sarah and I call my dad dad.
You do. That is very true. You call him Patrick sometimes as well. By the way, I think you're overexcited today for a big reason because we have our guests who are coming on. That's what I think. I think you're just a little overexcited.
Yeah. Guys, when I say like, I'm actually mega fan.
Sophie and I, you know, you get into bed and you watch social media or whatever it is. Sophie will be laughing so much at night over these two people who are now coming on the podcast today. So Sophie has been a fan of these people for so long.
I genuinely think they are the great. Their content is the most wholesome, wonderful. That child genuinely should win an award okay. for how cute she is.
Well, can you explain to our listeners who's coming on?
Okay, so there's a guy called Jay Porter and a woman called Poppy Hollins. They are fiancés now.
Yeah.
Engaged, right?
Yeah.
They have a daughter who's about 3 called Rosa and then a little one called Frankie. And they've been just creating content on TikTok and YouTube of just their family lives. But Rosa surely needs to like run for Prime Minister or something. Okay. She's unbelievable.
Okay, all right. Well, straight after listeners' messages, Jay and Poppy are coming on the podcast. They've never done anything before. This is their first time doing something, so it's really, really exciting. Sophie, do not freak them out, okay?
I wish I'd prepared myself. I like look smelly today.
Yeah, you do look a bit smelly. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't look fresh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's time for
listeners' messages.
Thank you for...
I don't like your Lord of the Ring ring.
I have an aura ring on my finger.
And it's black and looks like charcoal.
Thank you for...
Oh, God, come on.
Okay,
enough.
Listeners' messages. Thank you so much for sending them in. We really love them. I have a listener's message from Paul. This is the story of how I lost my virginity, or so I thought. When I was at the age of wanting to lose my virginity, I had the opportunity with a girl who was slightly older than me. We knew each other as we would always walk across a local field together. I really liked her, but was a bit nervous to make the first move since I was younger. But then one day, she made her move. She got me to the ground and had me on top of her. I was going for it, excited that I was finally going to lose my virginity. As you can imagine, with it being my first time and being quite excited, I finished pretty quickly. I asked if I was any good, as I knew that I hadn't lasted very long, but still wanted to make sure that she enjoyed it. What she said next was not what I thought her response was going to be. "You weren't even in me," she said. Turns out...
You've done this to me before. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
Turns out... I've been having sex between her bum and the...
Yeah, you've done it to me before.
Between her bum and the grass. So I hadn't lost my virginity. I've been having sex with grass.
Do you boys not have feeling and, like, no senses?
I've never done
that. Yeah, you have. Like, the bed, the mattress and my bum. And I've been like, does he... What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, multiple times.
That is
I would say five times out of 10.
You are
multiple times and I just have to maneuver myself to get you into
I've never had sex with the mattress and your bum.
Yeah, you have. Like, quite often not been inside. Oh my God, okay, TMI, TMI, TMI.
To make it even more embarrassing, there was a couple from my street walking their dog and they saw the whole thing happen. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Oh, that is... that girl had a fan. Okay, right, I've got a love story. This is from Anonymous.
Okay. You clear that throat.
Hi, Sophie and Jamie. I just wanted to share this with you guys and hope you can share as a reminder that there is always light at the end of the tunnel. I've been going through a pretty shit time in 2018. I was 20. I had just had a kidney transplant, learned to walk again, lost my brother, and my family life had come crashing down due to an affair between my parents. I was broken. I went back to work in a supermarket, which was fun. One day, the security guard walked past my till and I instantly realised I fancied him. Fast forward a few weeks, we got to know each other a little bit more and he offered me a lift home from work one day. And as I didn't drive at the time, I agreed, and after that, we haven't left each other's side. He used to drop me home every night at about 3 a.m. after spending the whole night talking and laughing. I would go inside and be smiling from ear to ear. He'd then be back bright and early at 8 a.m. to take me to work. He is the kindest man I've ever met. He would do absolutely anything for me, and I've never had to question how much he loves me. I've never been loved like this before by anyone. It's nearly 6 years now, and I can't wait to have children with him, as I know he's going to be the most amazing dad. We've been trying for a baby for a while, but now I need a new kidney, and I couldn't be more grateful for him being by my side through these difficult times whilst having treatment daily. One day, I'll be blessed with a kidney, and we will get our perfect little baby. I know it. Oh, we wish you all the luck in the world, and we're so happy for you.
That is amazing. I love that. We also have a Propose the Pod, which I absolutely love.
Propose the Pod.
Propose the Pod. Propose the Pod is where you go out into the world and you propose our podcast in any way you want to, and then write about it. You send it in to us, and we talk about it. So Amy has done this, and she says, this is my story about how I proposed the pod to my boyfriend. With it being a fairly new relationship and us starting to spend more time together, my partner wanted to come up with a way he could play FIFA where I wouldn't get pissed off or bored. He knew I was a fan of the podcast and suggested whacking on one to watch or listen to whilst he was playing PS4 on mute. Over time, he has come to love the podcast and you guys just as much as me, and now won't let me listen to an episode without him. I guess you could say his love for the podcast came from blackmailing me into letting him play FIFA, but he bought us tickets to the tour in April, which is also the weekend of our first year anniversary, so I guess it worked out well for both of us.
Oh my Boom, god, baby. Yeehaw, that is freaking cool.
That is freaking. By the way, we are going on tour, and we're going to be on tour next week.
We go this Sunday.
Well, this week, when you're listening to this, this week we're on tour in Scotland. Also, guys, if you are coming to see us on tour, that is Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Dublin, London, and you want to propose to someone at the show, or if you just want to maybe ask a boyfriend or a girlfriend out, or you just want to say something wonderful to your partner in the show that you're happy to stand up in front of a couple thousand people or 3,000 people, whatever it is, and just to confess your love, we would love to hear it from you. So just send us a message, slide into our DMs, anything at all, and we'll keep it very secret until the time happens. Please, please do it. Okay, that's the end of
Listener's Messages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, guys, we're not going to waste time here because Sophie is freaking out.
I'm really excited. I just think these two people are so great.
Let
I
them
really
talk,
do.
All right?
Speak for you. I don't say a mouse. I'm so quiet.
Don't say a mouse.
You are chit-chat-chat in everyone's ear.
Okay. We're very excited for this. They've never done a podcast ever before. Please welcome
to the stage,
to the podcast, social media sensations, Jay Porter and Poppy Hollands. Guys, welcome to the podcast. You've never done anything like this before, have you?
No, never. You're our first one.
I'm so surprised by that.
We've always said no to them because we're so out of our comfort zone doing things like this.
Yeah.
It's but not
we
us.
Are not, we're not that sort of people, are we?
No.
We're not very, you know,
sociable.
No, we are. No, we are sociable, but it's like
that.
We don't
no,
like
we are, but...
talking about ourselves. It's just, I just don't like it.
Are you guys, like, not really aware of how many people watch your content then?
I think you could say that.
Yeah.
To a degree, obviously we know we have a following, but to a degree, yeah, it's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, and when like people are like, oh, you're famous, it's like, are we? Do you know
yeah,
what I mean? It's
but
like,
you are.
What? It's weird.
Guys, honestly, before we start, I got to say, I don't, like, it's the first time I came across you is because Sophie would get into bed and she would go through social media and honestly, hours on social media just going through laughing, asking me to watch these. I was like, I just don't like, what are these
no
videos?
You really find them funny.
No, I honestly
you're trying to play down.
Yeah, I'm actually really posters of you guys on my wall. But you did, and then you started showing me you guys, but you have been obsessed for what, a year?
I am obsessed.
What, a year?
Yeah, girl. I think you guys I am actually number one fan, but I think Rose is the most incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You have to explain who everyone is. So
I already did, but Rose, do you want to explain?
Because otherwise we'll go off so many things because Sophie and I are too excited. honestly, we're too excited. Can you explain to people who don't know who you are, who you guys are, and what content you do and things like that?
Yeah. Jay and Poppy. And content, it's like family. Well, yeah. We have two pages. So like... my page, which is our main page, is like more couple banter pranks. Yeah. And then Jay's page is like family. It's the girls more.
Yeah, mine's
it?
More
like,
focused on the girls.
Yeah.
And capturing Rosa, because Rosa is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, she's at that age.
She's
where
got
she's
her
just...
own. She's got this personality. But yeah, she's crazy.
She's so funny.
She?
And now Frankie's like getting a bit older now. She's coming into herself. So like she just naturally gets involved and they're just, just funny.
It's amazing. I want to know also, you guys, because you guys, isn't it true, the way you met when you were much younger.
Yeah.
And Jay, you saved Poppy from getting beaten up.
How did you know that?
Yeah, you don't. You
oh,
think
yeah.
we met
yeah, yeah,
at,
yeah,
behind
yeah.
a bike shed, which is just so random.
No,
that
was
didn't
you.
Happen.
No, that was you that said
no,
that.
No, you yeah. saved me getting beaten up on the field. I'm not going to say
see,
her
I
name,
can't actually remember this.
But I hid behind you.
Wait, how old are we talking?
We're
14?
No.
So you went to the same school together?
No, this was like year seven.
Yeah,
you were year
you
eight.
Year seven,
I was
like
year seven.
You're not, how old are you?
You're
in
11.
Year
11?
11, okay,
yeah.
yeah
13.
So,
11,
so
you're
I must
12.
Have been 12,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm the youngest in the year, and obviously
but
you're a year
you,
below.
Because you had that group of friends, and I got into your sort of group. Like, you knew them because they grew up on your estate. So that's how we met. You say we've been getting beaten up.
Did you fancy each other to begin with?
Yeah, we actually dated for like a year. Well, dated. I can't
at like
call
13.
It that when you were 12.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I was
she
like
was
12.
My first love. I literally was head over heels for her, fell in love with her. And she...
Yeah, can you say that at 12?
What? Yeah, no, I was.
Can you say
I used
that?
To make little videos for her and everything, like on the computer.
You did?
Yeah, little like PowerPoint videos. And I used to get her... She used to come round and mum used to stand by the door because she weren't allowed in for some reason. And we used to like... She used to come around and we used to sit there and listen. Like, I'd show her my little love flight of just pictures of us.
What, like PowerPoint saying I love
wish
you,
we
Poppy?
Still had
well, no,
them.
Yeah, yeah, sort of, wasn't it?
Yeah.
yeah but I'd like put music with it. It was wicked.
I need to work this out. So you would make videos.
Yes.
Of Poppy.
No, PowerPoint presentations. That's what he meant.
Yeah, because back in the day,
of
it was like, PowerPoint, wasn't it?
I know.
Yeah. It wasn't actual videos, it was just photos of us, but I would put them into a little slideshow. And just say, you don't remember that though, do you?
No, I actually don't.
See,
no
I remember that clear as day.
No.
But then she broke up with me.
Wait, tell me that. How did that happen?
So she left me.
No, I didn't.
There was this
Jay.
Guy, right,
you're
so we had a group of friends and one of them was a bit of a bully. Yeah. And he was a bit of a, you know, typical when you're young. So there's always like a bully on the neighbourhood. And he was the bully. He's a bully, everyone. And she left me for him.
I didn't.
She left me for the bully.
Didn't.
No, she did.
No.
And threw her necklace... and bracelet at the door
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and then all my mates and everyone were standing at the gate. And I was standing at the door crying my eyes out. And there's literally like necklaces being thrown at me. And they're all like, and she's like, I'm leaving you.
Yeah, but I didn't leave you for him. I admit, I rode down on his bike with him.
You kissed him.
On the back.
You kissed him, though.
No, I didn't.
You did kiss him.
No, I promise you, our lips never touched.
Okay.
That's all the truth.
Wait, sorry. One second. Honestly, how old are you?
You're like 12. Literally 12.
No, because we were going out for a year. Yes, you were 12, 13, yeah.
So you were 12, 13.
I got that necklace from a charity shop as well, and it was £2. I was fuming.
So you're 12, 13.
Yeah.
You break up with Jay because you're just like, look, there are better things out there for me.
Yeah.
And you throw the necklace and the bracelet, you start crying.
Yeah.
And then you jump onto the bully's bike and
and salute him.
And ride into the sunset.
I was best friends with his sister. With the bully's sister.
The bully's getting so much out of
it. Yeah. So that's why, like, I didn't leave you for him. He was just there.
No, but I swear he asked you out.
Yeah, I mean, he might have fancied.
And you went out for that evening.
The feeling wasn't mutual.
Because she rang me up that evening.
Oh, yeah.
Asking for me back. And I was like, no, you broke my heart.
Sorry, you're 12.
This is honestly unbelievable.
I remember that phone call.
Yeah.
I was lying on my bed crying.
Because you did actually did go out with him. Because you actually said to me,
I
broke up with him. Yes, you did. You said, I've broke up with him and I'm... And I want you back.
No,
and I was like, no, it's too late.
But, yeah, too
late. She gave me psoriasis. I was so stressed.
No,
I'm not even joking. No, I'm not.
You're 12. It's not like you're getting a divorce.
I am, but yeah, it's too
late. Yeah, but it was my first love.
Yeah.
I was like, and I'm quite an emotional person, aren't I?
Yeah.
So.
You got psoriasis.
I did.
Oh my God, no, you're too much with that redness. It gives me anxiety.
Why was your mum like, get on with the pussy? What's going on?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That's so
Stop,
funny.
It's too
Sorry,
bad.
It's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my
so
life.
Messy. Wait, so what happened
but
then?
How we
so,
met.
And then what?
Well, I tried to get you back for like a year.
Yeah.
I kept asking you back, and you were
Playing
firm no.
Get.
And then... you dated my best friend.
Yeah, and then Well, she actually set it up.
I did.
Which is weird.
Yeah, the last... Because I remember we were walking home from school and I asked you one more time, will you take me back? And you said no.
Yeah.
So then I set you up with my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the sweetest thing.
It's
I honestly, this is like the nicest thing.
I know, it's
so
weird.
I need everything. So you then get set up with the best friend.
Yeah.
And
then
no longer
what happens
a friend,
then?
Though.
We were together for like 4 years.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
And we both sort of went our separate... Like, me and you weren't, like, friends. Well, obviously, we spent some time because I was best friends with who you're going out with, but I had a boyfriend. Like, we just sort of went separate for a while until...
Yeah. Always had my eye on her, though. I know that sounds a bit... That sounds... Not in that way.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit weird because I'm not with her best friend, but, like, I always...
Had your eye on her.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I still had that.
Yeah, no, I mean,
my eyes were always on Poppy.
So when you're 18, you start dating Poppy?
No, 21.
What the hell, guys? This is a Romeo and Juliet.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. Wait, can I ask you a question, a personal question as well? Because Sophie and I were like friends and I always...
Why do you always have to ask this question? I know exactly what you're going to ask.
Okay, well, I think it's...
Like, you've asked so many people this question and every time it makes everyone feel...
All right, well, I'm going to ask you guys the same question.
Go on.
Okay, so I really fancy Sophie and we were friends and then when we first got intimate, when we first had sex...
Intimate?
I stopped and I was like... Do you feel that? Because it was like electric. It was like an electric bolt through me.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. He midway stopped and went, do you feel that? And I was like, feel what?
Stop it.
It was an electric bolt. I'm not kidding. It was like I was shocked and I was like, what happened there?
I think that might be something going wrong.
No, God was just like going, you know, you've got this right. Like, did you guys feel that?
Yeah. I mean, well,
when
we
rekindled.
We were very drunk though.
No, but like, we weren't drunk. She lived in London at the time and I went up to meet you and we went out for a like little nice little day out, went to a few bars and we held hands, didn't we?
Yeah, no,
and
I
got
did
that when we held hands.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I had that.
Big
that
time.
Little electric.
Yeah, like this was like meant to be. Yeah.
And then you got hammered and then you kissed.
Well,
we didn't kiss. We didn't kiss. Got hammered. No, she was like the exorcist.
No, we
no, 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 no. Let me tell this.
No.
No. I'd gone in the door into her bedroom because she was in like a shared flat.
No, stop
no
it.
Word of a lie. Turned around, shut the door, turned around. She was starkers on the bed like the exorcist.
Take me.
No, I was not. That's a lie.
You was.
Take me.
No, she didn't actually say take me, but no. Pretty much you were like no. That. You were.
That's a lie.
How quickly did you get undressed?
Well, yeah, very quickly. But I wasn't like The Exorcist. That's a lie.
You were. Literally.
We first kissed on a flight and we don't really remember it.
No, I don't remember it.
And we were so drunk, we were like kissing on this flight next to this person coming back from South Africa. And then I don't remember what happened, but I woke up and Sophie was just lying on me.
We passed out. By the way, we're filming a TV show, so no one knows we're kissing. Everyone's walking past like all the other cast members and we're apparently like passed out. Like,
oh wait, do they not know you were?
No, we kept a secret.
But we were passed out literally kissing each other like on a flight. Not a vibe. Yeah, not a vibe.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But we always had a thing for each other, didn't we? No, not really.
I can't lie. I was so excited because I'm not going to lie, I watched it on Made in Chelsea and I was so excited when you two got together.
But we really? got in trouble because it was Sophie went out with a friend of mine and
sucked. You know. We tried to really keep it under wraps.
When you say you got in trouble with
friends.
I remember watching because some of it played out obviously on TV.
I got called a snake.
Yeah, and I just thought, oh, leave her alone.
You felt pregnant with Rosa, your first one. How was that? That's why I said Rosa.
Oh, I thought you called her Rosa.
No, Rosa. And was that scary for you guys or was it?
Yeah, I
mean, was it planned?
No,
that?
No,
because I was studying to be a lawyer at that point and I'd literally just started my job at this law firm in London. So, like, babies was not on my agenda. You know, like, it was like I wanted to be a lawyer. I was going to get that out of the way first. So, yeah, when I found out, I hadn't had a period for like 2 months, but there was like, and I took a test, but it was coming back negative. So I was like, this is really weird. Then we found out Sophie and Jack were having a baby. Remember when we went for a tie? And they told us. And then we were like, we could be pregnant because I've not had a period, but it's coming back negative. And then anyway, it was like a couple of weeks later, I took a test.
Yeah.
And it came like, yeah.
Why
like
was it negative?
I don't know. It was really odd.
That's really
it's
odd.
It's weird. I know. I actually don't know why. Yeah, I don't
know. She honestly
know.
Looked at me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jay, what were you feeling when you found out? Because that's
well,
scary,
for me,
right?
No, to be honest with you, my only dream was to have kids, wasn't it? I was always like, can we have kids early?
Yeah.
And she was like career driven.
Yeah.
So for me, I was secretly like over the moon.
Yeah, and like your best friend was also going to be a dad as well, so like it was
so cute. The timing for me was perfect.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But yeah, it was just such a I can't remember the feeling of like,
because you guys would have been young
scared.
As well.
Yeah,
you...
I mean, yeah. I was 24, you were 25.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
I didn't plan to have children,
but then for me,
like
that actually seems quite old. Like, for me, I always wanted to have kids around, like, 23.
I'm 35.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I still haven't done it.
Yeah,
and I'm still thinking.
Yeah, my sister was, like, 37 when she had...
I think whatever's right for you, though.
Yeah, 100%.
I just forgot. I know it is. Thank you. Whatever's right for me.
Yeah, it has
to be. Well, for both of you.
Yeah.
Not just you.
Whatever right
Thank
for
you.
Me.
Yeah.
But it is... Look, I'm always like, she's the most maternal person. She'll make the best mum in the entire world.
Yeah.
You really will. You'll be incredible in so many ways. I'm just need that little push over the edge that's going to be okay.
Well, it will be okay.
It will be okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it will. It'll be the best thing
I get so many messages from blokes saying that they, like, when they're like, oh, Jay, I'm having a kid. How is it? And it's just like, it's just such a weird. It just comes so naturally because I was really nervous to start off with. I was like, am I going to be
You are a good dad. First-time parent,
It just comes to you. Yeah, it's so weird how it just hits you. Like,
really?
I can't explain it. It's just so...
What is if I don't love the baby?
No, but that's normal. That's okay. It doesn't come naturally to everyone. Like, I felt like that because when I had Rosa, I don't know if it was lockdown and everything was just a bit odd, but like, I didn't feel that instant, I love... like my baby so much. I didn't have that instant connection, but also she wouldn't breastfeed either, so there was like lots of things like where I wasn't feeling this connection, but I still loved her obviously, and like she was still like the best thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, But it's the most mentally challenging as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like because you've got kids, but it's just like for your own mental health. Like everything now evolves around them.
Yeah. And it's,
am I going to be okay for them? Do you know what I mean? Like that's when it hits me the most is I have to be.
Okay.
I have to be there for my kids. Yeah. I cannot stand the thought of not being around for Rosa. Like I look at her and think like, yeah, that's so like mentally.
Yeah, you're always
it's
worrying.
It's a whole nother level.
You are. It's like, yeah, you're constantly worrying.
Surely takes you out of your own head.
I thought you were going to bring it. Because... Is that what you're writing to me in my DM when I said that? Yeah. It's brilliant. It's amazing. It's a whole nother level.
But I wonder if that takes you out of your own head because you're thinking about them rather than like juvenile silly things, you know, that we all like get our brains whirling around about. You know what I mean? Like you're thinking about them and so you're... I think
there's a real advantage. This is what I think, just personally. I think there's a real advantage with having kids younger because you're more naive. So you're just like, oh, like, you know, I'm just going to do it now young, which is a great thing. When you get older, you're more stuck in your ways. You more understand things.
Well,
so
no, that, there.
No, yeah, so 100%. You need to bring yourself back to that thing of like, whatever. Like also...
I don't get why you're so worried about
that. I don't know. I think it's just today. I think you guys were coming on and you know... And
so
then,
is it something you're thinking about then, having children?
Yeah, I'm pretty desperate, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I promise you, it's the best thing. You will just, you won't ever look back.
So what's your, what's putting you, are you put off?
How has this turned into a therapy session for you?
Yeah, always back to me. Okay, what am I worried about? I'm worried about being a good dad. I'm worried about, I have a lot on my plate all the time. And I'm worried about, you know, my days at the moment are like, work, coming home, seeing you, and then going straight. It feels like a lot. And I want to be so present for my child. I also love her. I would run through fields.
Fields?
Fields of what?
Wow, you love me
of Bali.
Lovely lavender
of silk. Save you. No, oh I would run through it. I would rip out people's throats to save you.
Yeah.
And I worry that then you're going to be, and then you're going to be more attached to the kids, and then I'm going to be left out of it, which is fine. But I need to prepare myself for that because you're going to love the kids more than me, and that's fine. But I need to be ready for that.
No, I don't think that's true.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, obviously, as a mum, well, as a parent, you do naturally put your children first, especially when they're young, because you have to. These little humans rely on you for everything. But like we still make time for each other and I still love you. I love you more than I did before we had children. Same. Like our relationship's stronger now.
Really?
Oh yeah than it was before we had children, 100%. Like
yeah, it's a whole nother.
You'll see each other in a different light and it will just make you love each other so much more. Like it really will.
You become a real unit.
Yeah.
You just need to spend your evenings watching their content. You will want to pop out a baby immediately. I'm not joking. That's what's really made me be. I started watching. I was like, I need that now. I swear to you. That's the cure.
What happens when you're pregnant? Do you, sex still happens? Is that? What?
Yeah. Probably more than...
I find Poppy so attractive when she's pregnant.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it gets harder the bigger I get, obviously. But yeah, I mean, we still make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets a bit.
But like, it's important. Yeah, it does. But you just have to try
it. It works, isn't it?
Yeah, it works. It's fine.
You make it happen.
Yeah, 100%. But I think if sex is important to you anyway, it still will be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's always been important to us and our relationship.
Yeah,
it's
quite a
big
part. Yeah.
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 Yeah, we make it work.
You guys, okay, also, you guys are engaged. You're not married.
No.
Is that because you're waiting to have the baby? You're not worried about marriage? What is that?
No, so we were going to get married next year, but then obviously I'm now pregnant again. So we've put it on hold till 2026. I did actually start making sort of like, not planning, but like I messaged a wedding planner and was like, just looking at like what, I sort of, well, what we wanted, what I wanted for our wedding. But then, I got pregnant. And so now we're going to put it on hold because obviously we want all of our children to be there. And ideally, I'd like this baby to be walking as well. So like it's, you know, so they're
and
they're
you guys aren't going to find out the sex for this baby, right?
No, not this one.
But you have with the other two girls.
Yeah, mainly because I wanted to. You didn't want to know.
I didn't want to. No.
Why not? Because it's a surprise.
I wanted that. I wanted to experience it, and that's why she's given it to me on the last one, really, haven't you? So it's like, I can experience that. Is it a boy or is it a girl?
What is the difference between that? Because if you don't know, is that more exciting or is it less exciting? What does it change?
I think it's more.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've got more excitement not
what
knowing.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What definitely. Do you think?
But you've sort of ruined it, though.
No, I haven't.
She's been putting photos of the baby on these groups on Facebook.
I put it on one
and they're
group.
All like, it's a boy. And I'm like,
no.
You've literally, and she's ringing me like, it's a boy. And I'm like,
no.
I was fuming at her.
Yeah,
because
I know,
I was
you
like,
were angry.
This is the one thing I wanted. She's like, I put it on a Facebook group and it's a boy.
No, like, no.
But they could be wrong. And I'm like, but three of them have said it's a boy. So no. Pretty much we're
one.
Having a boy.
Actually, one person said it was a boy.
So okay. If it comes out and it's a boy, I'm not even going to be surprised.
Yeah, you will. They're not professionals.
Yeah,
they're just
they
like
are.
People
they're...
that love the nub theory.
Yeah.
What's the nub theory? Give that to me.
So it's like when you go for your 12-week scan, the sonographer, I think that's what they're called, obviously take like pictures for you. And it's like a little nub. It sounds so weird. But it's just like a little nub at the end. It's like their head and it's like a little... And then apparently you can tell... whether it's a girl or boy, by like where it's positioned.
What,
it's
really? Like their genitals?
No. I don't actually know what a nub
so
is.
I swear I saw, can I say knob?
Yeah.
I swear I saw a knob in Rose's scan, didn't I? I know she was like, we had the little piece of paper and I was like, babe, it's a boy. I was like, I literally saw the knob.
Yeah, but it's,
and it was a girl, so.
Yeah, it was a girl, yeah.
Shows how much I know.
But that's what I mean. They're just people that love the knob theory. It's not...
The knob theory.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But was it 12 weeks that you sent them photos in?
No, I think it was 15. So
that's quite close to being able to be told anyway, isn't it?
She couldn't even tell by the knob. She just said something about position of the bladder. I don't know what she... It was one person. She was like, this is giving me boy vibes. But she wasn't like,
no,
I'm 100%.
No, because there was other people commenting as well.
No, there wasn't. I'll
yes,
show
there
you.
Was.
No, there wasn't.
So, yeah.
I'll show you.
Wait, can I... Did you put it on the group because you secretly wanted to know?
No, I'm just intrigued because I put it on Instagram as well and I put a poll out like...
Who was a boy?
What
or
do you think? Like boy or girl?
I commented girl.
Did you? Yeah, so then
did
I just thought.
Actually?
And then people were messaging me like, oh, post it on like Nub Theory Facebook groups.
So you did.
So I did.
So you wanted to find out. So you did.
Well,
yeah,
I mean.
Desperate.
Yeah, she wants to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
the
mind finding out,
intriguing.
But like I also want that surprise. So. Yeah.
Do you think you're going to stop at three or do you think.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean...
Are you not? No, I feel like three's enough.
Yeah, I mean, three's a
enough.
Lot. My friend two's just enough. Had her fourth baby and she said it's wild. It's wild out there, yeah.
Wild. It is. It's actually mental. You have to. How do you fit them all in the car?
But this is.
You have to get a minivan.
Yeah, and we've actually put a deposit down on one.
Yeah, we
I'm
actually have
joking.
A minivan.
We've got a 9-seater minivan coming because I can't
another
control her.
Yeah. No. But you can't fit three car seats in the back because obviously Rose is still in a car seat.
Wow.
Yeah, so you have to.
And you can't
yeah,
fit
you have
three
to.
In the back.
It's like Nanny McPhee.
Yeah.
No, but guys, when you go on a flight, you have to get three more seats. If you, that's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
What is travelling chaos? Is it all right?
I mean, it's not bad.
No, do you know what? We're really lucky. Rosa is so well
behaved.
Yeah,
she's such a
she
good
is
girl.
A saint.
Yeah,
really.
She really is. Frank,
in
on
public,
the other
hand. She's a saint.
Yeah.
But then, like, behind closed doors.
No, she's got an attitude, that's for sure. But Frank's, like, feral. Like, she's just totally
yeah,
opposite
is,
to Rosa,
she?
Where she's just, like, she's wild.
I saw a video where you said something like, don't leave on the ground because Frank will eat it.
Oh, no, she will. She hoovers up everything. She was picking mud out of her shoe and eating it the other day.
In the back of the car,
in
yeah.
the back of the car.
And we're driving
and
along.
Just like, I was like, well, that's disgusting, Frank. Why are you doing
oh,
that?
Oh, my God. But Rosa and Lark, they love each other so
Oh, they
so
do.
Much.
I mean, they fight.
You
do they?
You must feel yeah. really lucky to have, like, that
yeah no but they do
the
they do love each other they definitely do.
Here's a question, Jay, from your side, what advice would you give to the guys out there about who are about to have kids or who have got kids, newlyborn kids? What advice would you give to help your partner or look after kids? What is that?
Oh, do you know what, that's a really hard question.
I mean, you're asking the wrong person for help.
Do you think Jay, do you think I'm a good partner?
You are now. I don't think you were very supportive when we have Rosa, no, but I think there was a lot going on. It was lockdown, it was new, it was just a bit like you, I don't think, it's hard for a man.
It is very hard. But I would say just, do you know what? It's such a hard question. You've just got to try and stay supportive of your partner.
Mm.
And just, it's weird because like I said, it just comes to you. So there isn't really any advice anyone can give you apart from just let it.
It just happens.
Just let it happen.
And don't overthink it too much.
Yeah, 100%. Don't listen to other people as well. Do you know what? Actually, that's it. Don't listen to other people.
Really?
Do what you think you feel is right.
Yeah.
Because there's so many opinions. Mm. And
as a first-time parent.
If you start listening to every opinion, you're going to go down. Yeah, you've just got to feel whatever's right to you. Just let it go. And support your partner.
Bobby,
I've learned that now, though.
Yeah, you have after our first one, yeah.
Yeah, I put my hands up. I was quite poor with Rosa.
Yeah, you were.
But a good dad, a good dad, but not a good partner.
Not a good partner, yeah.
But you've made up. What way?
I mean, you just weren't... I feel like it is hard. Like, emotionally, you weren't very supportive. Like, physically, you weren't very...
Because you don't understand.
I did all the night feeds with Rosa. Like, he did not get up. Once.
And Rosa wasn't breastfed because she couldn't latch.
No, she wouldn't latch. No,
there was no excuse.
Yeah, so I had no excuse.
None.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Like, yeah, he never. It's but I mean, and with Frank, obviously, she was breastfed, so still, you never got up once.
Got out of that one, didn't I?
This time, no.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I see so many dads on TikTok that, like, we'll get up with the mum that is breastfeeding and like change the baby for her or like just sit with her and have chats. And I'm just like, oh, well, I didn't get that.
Do you think I'll be like
You'd just be snoring.
No. I think I will be. You kidding? You Jay, you'll hit me. You'll wake me up and tell me to get out of bed.
No, because I won't hear the end of it if I do that. I'd rather just do it in peace. You'll be flapping and worried about everything, couple of
eyes. Flapping and worried.
Like, you're not doing it.
What am I flapping? Like, are you joking? flapping and worried. Okay, guys, we got a quick fire topics for you. Ready for this?
Go on.
Okay. So give us your number one top tip for the following questions. How to settle an argument quickly.
Laughter.
Sex.
There you go.
That there brings me on to the second one.
There you go.
How to spice up your sex life.
Try new things. I do try new things.
Mrs. Potato over there.
No, that's such a lie.
All she does is lie there. Like a sack of potatoes. And then you have the cheek to say, spice it up a little bit.
I completely know.
Are you joking?
Sophie said to me, honestly, she was like, Squire, it's just like a workout. I can't be bothered.
But I can't be bothered either. But I do try new things. That's such a lie.
Yeah, I do go with the flow.
Yeah.
For about, hardly.
Yeah,
hardly.
You could do with trying new things.
You're joking. Yeah. You do this to me. We do something and then you go, she just do doggy. And I'm like, are you joking? Like,
no, I know what you mean. Done. We have our favourites,
We had this moment not that long ago. It was about a year ago now where I went, yeah, sex. And she's like, yeah, fine. And I rolled on top and she went, get on with it. And I was like,
you know when your brain speaks before you know. And I was like, it was probably like Christmas Eve. I do remember that.
It wasn't Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't think you've never said anything like that to me, have you?
I don't know. I might have done.
I don't think so.
I don't actually know. No.
That's brutal.
Brutal. Brutal. Okay. How to make your partner laugh?
We just laugh at the most silly things.
Yeah.
We were just in hysterics all the way up here.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Just not even funny things.
Yeah, laughter's everything.
Just being silly.
Yeah, it is. It's so important.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Right. Finishing on this one. How to make your partner feel laugh.
We're working on that, actually.
Yeah, we had this conversation
a little while ago that we're not very... Like, I'm not affectionate with anyone in my life other than my kids, actually. Like, you're more affectionate.
Yeah.
But, like, just showing that we appreciate each other, we are trying to work on that because we don't.
Guys, honestly, that has been... unbelievable. It's been amazing. Thank you so much for just being so awesome. Before we go, I want everyone to go and check out all your content. It is the most wholesome, wonderful stuff. And if you're in a happy mood, it's great. But if you're feeling down or low as well, go and check it out because it makes you feel so much better. Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. You guys
Thanks
are awesome.
For having us.
We love you.
I just love them.
Feel so whole.
I just wonder if we will actually become their friends.
Why don't you message them and ask? Does Jay even follow you?
I don't think he
does. Does Bobby follow you?
I don't know.
Let me have a look if she does, because she follows me. So let's see if she follows you. I will absolutely love this if she doesn't. Hold on 1 second. Let me get Poppy.
Well, if she doesn't, it will only be because maybe I wasn't presented in a very good Poppy, way in Maiden Chelsea.
Poppy, she follows you. Damn. Yeah. She also follows your sister.
Oh my God, Georgia, honesty's life will be made. Me and Georgia are obsessed with
I'm going to see Jay. Razor. I'm going to see Jay. Jay.
I don't think he'll follow.
Do you want to have a bet? Jay, here we go. Jay Porter doesn't follow me. Does he follow you? Let's have a look.
No.
He follows you.
What?
That's you so are.
Yeah, but do you follow him?
No.
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I do. My God.
Damn.
Oh my God. They, for everyone listening, like obviously they're great. You just had them on the podcast, but absolutely mark my words. If you have had like a bit of a meh day, go on their TikTok or YouTube and you are literally, your body feels warm. You're that happy.
Yeah, and speaking on that, I really hope that, you know, even though we joke around and have fun, I really hope our conversations and our chats do cheer you up and also maybe help you if you are going through something.
Oh my God, yeah, I hope we do that to people too, because honestly, they're like my safe place.
So, guys, thank you so much for always listening to us. We really, really appreciate it.
We really do love you guys.
Yeah, we absolutely love you guys. And we're going to be on tour and seeing you this week. And we just can't wait for that, which is going to be amazing. Remember, keep sending your messages or your Propose the Pod. We'd love to hear from you. At Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds at jampopproductions.co.uk. Okay, if you are getting engaged.
Oh, go for it.
Oh, you better go for it, baby. If you're getting married.
You better set that down.
Get on that knee and hand out that ring. If you're getting divorced.
Oh, don't you cry in that tissue, girl.
Oh, if you are just single B.
Just be a single buzz.
And if you are being the player that you are, what do you want?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
There we go, sister. Right, we'll see you next week for
love
another.
Love you guys. Another, goodbye.
Another episode of Newlyweds on your Mondays.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.